get that information for you. I don't have that with me. There's several hundred a year.
Well, my experience in circuit court in Portland is that it's only a very small percentage that...
Circuit court?
Well, I mean, Abraham and Richardson on there, yeah. Do you know, I mean, how many of you had percentage-wise where they asked for an evaluation?
Very few that I've been aware of, in case I've had.
Mr. Chairman, we have an authority in the back row here. He doesn't drink, but he takes lots of those cases.
Well, I just try them the first time. They back the second, and I tell them that. They'll never come back to me again. I'll get you off this time. Whatever, do it again, because I'd like to be your judge. But I tell them why, because I think the judge ought to have a key away there. We're not great.
I could get that information.
I wish you would.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Cole. We got some witnesses here. Now, I want to emphasize what the purpose of this board back here for. Now, do you have any testimonies that will lend itself to the problems of the committee?
The only thing I was...
Come on up and identify yourself.
I'm Marie Brown from Portland. The only thing I was thinking of is, like he was saying, that the sixth day would be the deterrent to the social drinker. Perhaps he would not be so apt to be a social drinker and take off in his car if he realizes there's a six-day jail sticking out there, that it's going to happen.
You represent an organization to speak for yourself.
I'm speaking for myself.
That's
and just
good enough.
And just concerned with this, because I've been, you know, watching it, and it was visiting courts, and I didn't see any... Realize we aren't getting too much publicity up there on what's really happening either.
But don't you think that Judge Abraham and Judge Richardson are doing a pretty good job on the DUI?
The problem, we weren't, in sitting in the courtrooms, we really didn't feel that. But I suppose maybe if we'd gone back and checked out further, closer, what was happening from there on out, maybe it was fine. So
nobody's getting to that sieve, except in... cases where I think
of course, it's been about 2 months since we've been down.
Well,
and so other things have changed since then, I don't know.
Nobody gets to that sieve except in cases, but I think if you knew all the facts, that with a few exceptions, that you would agree they're being held proper, where you didn't think they got a sufficient sentence. Now, I think that's a general statement, but I think it's a fair statement.
Now, this is the only thing I would add, would be, I feel it would be, and somebody said that that with the Multnomah County, this, you know, anti-abuse program could be worked out where they would give them, was it 30 days, and then suspend all except six, and then go into anti-abuse or something like that. I didn't check on that. That's what Richardson supposed to have said, so.
But I know you're very concerned about this, and I wanted you to be here when we took the testimony and considered this, even though maybe you weren't necessarily going to testify. I know you work very hard and concerned. Come on up and identify yourself.
I'm Dorothy Ludwig from Lake Oswego, and I'll make this very quick because I know that basically we are in accord. I'm from an insurance family. My husband's been in insurance all of his adult life. My son is an adjuster. I'm a broker. And we're deluged with the statistics that I know you've been deluged with, too. I think that your concern is the same as ours, how we're going to handle it. And now that you have lowered the drinking age, we know the statistics.
No,
it's in the practically in the process. It means even greater statistics. So I would like to suggest that you do everything you can with these several bills that are before you. On the drunk driving situation, to see if we can't put a few more teeth in the law for the first offender. Now, Illinois has this law so that they know that if they are apprehended for driving under the influence, the driver is going to go to jail. And so couples there make a point of saying which one is going to take any cocktails at all. I do think that this is a deterrent to many people who might forget themselves, and sometimes liquor does have a way of sneaking up on them. I think that one thing that we might consider is encouraging the driver education in the high school to have one part of their program on a really good type of movie and statistics on this.
That's been a flaw. We've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on that, and it's been a flaw.
Well, maybe they ought to reevaluate their type of approach to the students. Some states send the children down to the morgue for part of the training, or the emergency ward, where these cases are brought in. Then I feel that perhaps some of the profit, at least, from the state liquor sale could go for alcoholic treatment centers and giving them a variety of help, since obviously from what you gentlemen have said, we are short on treatment plants, and instead of just putting them in jail to waste a lot of time and run up the welfare rolls while the breadwinner is out of a job, that perhaps some type of treatment of this type and using state funds from this source would be a help. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any questions? Senator Roberts.
Dorothy, of course, we've had correspondence. I've known you for a long time and everything. And in when I spoke on this on the floor, and of course, I don't think it was reported in complete detail when you picked up some words that I was talking about that I wouldn't send my daughter to, or any 18-year-old to jail for the first time, which I feel strongly about, because I think, as I mentioned, I don't think anyone starts out at any point in the day and figuring I'm going to be a drunk driver today.
No.
That it, many times it only happens once. And I was just wondering what your feelings were, that if we should, in checking these other bills and see that we are going to have perhaps a start on a program, we're not going to have the perfect solution, what would your feelings be if we had that and maybe made a mandatory feature for the second offense? Because I think there are many, many people, young people, and of course we did amend it after I mentioned the first time when we had about exempting under 18, but even at 19 and 20, someone may under the circumstances of a wedding or a graduation maybe get, and if they were before a judge, and many of those judges give good talks and impress upon them that would it do more harm putting them in jail, or if the judge would, as I have often maintained and you mentioned, assigning them to work in the hospital, emergency work, something like that, and perhaps make the mandatory feature on a second offense rather than the first.
I think that might be very good, as you said, they had to work in an emergency ward where they saw the results of the drunken
far
driver.
More respected than
would,
putting them in a jail, even if it's only on weekends.
But certainly they need to know their limitations. I think that particularly in the case of a girl who has a date with a fellow that might be under the influence, it would give her a little more encouragement to say, I can't ride home with you, because she hates to appear square. I think we need to encourage our young people to have grounds on which they can turn down that extra drink. So I think that you're on the right course if you can just pursue that and put a few more keys in. And if the young people know what the restrictions are, what's going to happen, I think they will have a better tendency to observe them. And certainly the adults, too. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Before we take an extra minute on this, we're going to go into a quick work session. And I have to go into the meeting.
Well, Sam's been here since 4
o'clock. He's going to get tested by it.
I want you to hear him.
Very short. And we're going to consider Senate Bill 668. And I have moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Hold on. Well,
discussion. Was there anybody else here to testify? We're going to go back if there's more people to testify.
No, I will agree with everything that's been said.
All right.
Right from Dr. Cole on down.
I would be willing to vote for it. I wanted to amend it downward.
Well, I thought we had some proposed amendments, didn't we?
We're only going to amend it down to 1 year on the warrant.
No, that wasn't the... Did not solve the reason to buy. Nick Nassau's agreed to the five. If that's what you want to do, John, I would withdraw the motion.
Well, no, I mean, I'll be willing to vote it out. I won't vote it on the floor on the five. And my feeling is that I couldn't go for any more than a year's warranty. But if you want to get it out,
I'd like to.
Reserving the right to just speak against it on the floor. Okay.
Further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, you know my problem.
I know.
I think it affects subcontractors.
And I told you that I wouldn't set it out today or try to if it offended you personally in any way. And I'm trying to convince you, and I've been unsuccessful.
I thought someone proposed some amendments.
They were all the amendments. We had about 12 amendments, Mr. George. 9 of them were accepted by the proponent of the bill. 3 were not, and then I went back to the proponent of the amendments, and we compromised on them.
And they're in here in the endorsed bill, huh?
That's right.
There's just one technical amendment, Senator.
Came in later. Well, we got it before, Senator.
It's only a matter of a comma on page 2, line 25.
Was that adopted?
No, I don't believe it was. We haven't
read the first. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought we did this last week.
Yeah,
all right. I withdraw the motion and move that after on page 2, line 25, after believe the comma be inserted, and in line 16, after the period, insert paren, Arabic 3, and paren.
How's it going to affect? All right. I move the motion. Amen.
Discussion on the amendments. Those in favor signify by saying
aye.
Aye. Those opposed signify by saying no. The amendments are adopted. Now I have a motion. We can go to the floor of the due pass recommendation.
For purposes of legislative intent, does it affect subs?
This affects only. No, it does not. This does not deal with a situation where you have a person who contracts with a builder to build you a home. This bill deals only because they've got their remedy already. This deals with where you've got track houses, spec houses, and so forth. Where they build them, and they're selling a new house to a person who did not have a contract with the builder to build it to certain specifications. This is what it deals with.
But the question
now,
I'll vote for it out of committee, as I told you.
Is there further discussion?
I like LP.
Clerk, call the roll.
Dan Burns. Dan Burns.
Speaking as an amputee, I'm going to say aye.
Oh.
What did you cut off on?
Ivor.
Well, dang it, I still think that someone talking about in something here, so it'd be sure and limit it to someone who actually occupied the house, not a...
No, what we did on that, George, originally...
Was that prior to these...
Here's what we did in that regard. I talked this over with Dick Nostall. In the first place, it's limited to only the second purchaser, and the second purchaser has to have purchased it within 1 year from the original sale. We compromised on that.
First purchaser has 5.
Pardon me?
First purchaser has 5 years.
Yes, but the... Well, the second person would have the 5 years, but he had to make his purchase within 1 year of the first sale, so that you can't have a lot of damage done to the house. So that was the compromise we worked out with Nostal, who represents the...
Senator, I can say that I just typed those minutes.
Yeah, okay.
And that was in
the... I'll vote to send it out. I may vote against on the floor.
We're going to have more opposition to the committee.
Aye.
Smith?
Do you want to get some of these other turkeys out of here now?
No.
No. I want to hear Sam Wall.
I'll tell you what. Senator Smith is now chairing me.
You don't want to hear any.
Well, you said you're going to wait, Mr. Sam.
No, I'm not going to listen to Sam. I know what he's going to say. The meeting's still going.
I know, but I want him to have the respect of the chairman by sitting here and listening to him. Now, make it snappy, Sam.
Senator
Hoyt?
Snappy Sam.
There's nine people in there, and they've all come to that door. One of the.
I will count every damn one of them. Why don't you sit here for a minute and let's get this thing over with. Hurry up, Sammy.
All right, but I'm going to cut it short. My name is Sam Wilder. I want to have an attorney in the next
Sam
legislature.
Sam never cut anything short.
I just the thing
the
that
Rabbi did.
The thing that disturbs me is what's happening in Multnomah County in Portland. Now, the first place, I was at the Hillsborough today trying my first offender drunk driving case, and it's the first time as long as I can remember it I asked for a jury trial, because the judge told me they're going to throw these boys in jail for 6 days if he's convicted, and I figure I got a better chance with a jury. Because the judge is going to convict him, I know, you know what I mean?
Was it DWI or was
it's
it .15?
Well, the fellow didn't take a test, and I think I had a chance to beat him, so just DWI.
Did you beat him?
Well, I'm going to have a jury trial, but I'm going to tell you what's happening in Portland. This will only take me a couple of minutes. 3 years ago, the federal government chose Port and Multnomah County for a pilot program. It furnished for a period of 3 years funds for two regular judges, two interim judges and a full staff to handle four courtrooms. That's all on the DUIL project.
Right.
This pilot program comes to an end July 1st. That means that the state of Oregon will have to assume the expense formerly handled by the federal government. That means we've got to have four judges, all the clerks, and the state of Oregon will have to pay it.
There's only two judges in the
No, but they're using these pro tems, but the federal government's paying for these pro tems. Now here's what we're up against too. If a conviction means a compulsory jail sentence, why shouldn't the fellow take a chance with a jury? Now, here's what we've got coming up. I'm trying to shortcut it. Here's what we've got. In Multnomah County alone, there are approximately 2,700 DUIL cases awaiting trial, and there are 1,100 cases in which the fellow is arrested with a 2,700 and that. .15. Now, we're so short of judges, so short of district attorneys, so short of the courtrooms. What I'm trying to figure out there, if we're going to make all these things compulsory, first place they should have an interim committee to put it all together. We ought to, at the same time, make provision for additional judges, additional district attorneys, additional clerks, and additional courtrooms, because we just can't handle it. Imagine 2,700 jury trials. Set for jury. I don't, you know, they're not going to be all tried for jury unless a 6%, unless that 6 month compulsory goes into effect. And if it does, they're all going to be tried. Because I know I'll try, I'll take a chance to be somebody on that jury who takes a drink once in a while and might vote no, you know, on a conviction and tie up the jury and then they'll throw the case down the court.
What do you do, Sam?
I beg your pardon?
What's the right thing to do?
The right thing to do is to give us more judges and more courtrooms. The right thing to do is to just get an interim committee and take all that stuff. There's a lot of garbage in with some good laws there.
Well, this is not the garbage today. We're not.
No, it's not a garbage in there, but just take it into consideration. You've got four lawyers here. I don't know whether Mr. Ivers ever handles any drunk driving case, but I know the other. I don't know about
this. Which side you're talking
about? I'm going to start July 1.
Let me tell you something. The boys are kidding me. My office in the labor center. He said, "What are you squawking, Sam? They're going to make you rich." I don't want to be rich on drunk driving case. I like to be rich legitimate. But I mean, you've got a problem down there. Just to pass a law, it doesn't mean anything unless there's a provision. I want to get some of these 2,700 cases taken care of. I don't want to wait for 2 or 3 years. Maybe I'll die in the meantime. You know that. I'm old enough to die. That's a fact. I'm not trying to be facetious. I think we ought to have these cases tried within a year. We shouldn't have to wait 2 or 3 years.
Well, Sam, look. What Senator Ivers was speaking to concerning the alternatives to the mandatory jail is something that I think is smart. I'm not a subscriber to the mandatory minimum philosophy of legislating criminal laws. That's why we have judges. That's why we pay them money. Now, it would seem to me that one of the reasons that we have so many people seeking jury trials is because of the fear of going to jail under this mandatory 6-day minimum. if we do away with that and would continue to go in the direction that, that Richardson and Abraham are going by making these kids go down to the alcoholic treatment center and handle bedpans for 2 or 3 days, considering some of these alternatives to imprisonment, which may have just as great a deterrent effect, then we're going to clear down the caseload, and that's what you're arguing for.
That's right. Senator, there's another thing that I'll tell you what happened. When I was chairman of the Minor Courts Committee for the Oregon State Bar, of course, we had these problems because we had these justices of the peace had a lot more problems than we have now. So I went around the Oregon, he said, because I was chairman of that committee, that they would take several articles. I used to work for the Oregon. In fact, I was a police reporter for the Journal for 10 years. Well, I interviewed the judges in Oakland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, and Salt Lake. I'd left Portland alone. And 9 out of 10 judges told me that the reason they're everybody's fussing about this drunk driving is because it's glamorous. In their opinion, the number one offenses for a fellow driving a suspended driver's license. And then the fellow hit and run. Let's see, they have 4 of them. I forgot what they are. And I says, well, why isn't drunk driving on top of the list? Because as 99% out of 100, the fellow thinks he's sober. He, you know what I mean? He doesn't intentionally drive. But he says, who cares? He says, you can go ahead and rape a girl out there and I'll give you this much. But a drunk driving boy in front of face people, because some prominent man is involved. I remember finding I quit the Journal because there was squawking. I was burying too many stories about prominent men. I figured, why pick on a prominent man? You know what I mean? You don't pick on some bum down on Burnside Street, but somebody's vice president of a bank or something, you have to write a big story about him. But the whole thing is, the reason that I didn't write the story, to tell you the truth, I was afraid of some deputy use it against me. For instance, I defend somebody on a hit and run, and he'd come out there and tell the jury or tell the judge, now what is he talking about? That's the worst crime in the book. Here I'm asking a judge to put a hit and runner on probation or something, and this guy quotes me, so I finally talk to Dick Noakes of the Oregonian and says, as long as I'm practicing law, I better forget about this. But actually, there are a lot more crimes there. They're more vicious than drunk driving, especially the first drunk driver.
Well, Sam, there's a plan afoot to try to reorganize the traffic safety laws to criminalize certain types of traffic offenses. But this bill addresses itself to one of the major ones. The other is driving without a valid license.
Mr. Senator Hoyt, what I'm talking about, at the same time, give us more judges and give us more deputy district attorneys and more courtrooms. Because I assure you that we'll be so jammed up if this bill passes with a compulsory 6-day jail sentence. We'll have 5,000 DUIL cases coming
up.
Well,
we have a compulsory.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, I'm beginning to think we have too damn many judges and too many DAs.
Yeah, but we can't handle all these cases. We won't be able to handle all these cases.
I
I'm telling you.
I got
a question
down there with you.
Sure.